Jesus of Nazareth, from the baptism in the Jordan to the transfiguration. Written by Joseph Ratzinger, Pope Benedict XVI, and read by Nicholas Bell. This book about Jesus, the first part of which I am now presenting to the public, has had a long gestation. When I was growing up, in the 1930s and 1940s, there was a series of inspiring books about Jesus. Carl Adam, Romano Guardini, Franz Michael Willem, Giovanni Papini, and Henri Daniel Robbs were just some of the authors one could name. All of these books based their portrayal of Jesus Christ on the Gospels. They presented him as a man living on earth, who, fully human though he was, at the same time brought God to men, the God with whom, as Son, he was one. Through the man Jesus, then God was made visible, and hence our eyes were able to behold the perfect man. But the situation started to change in the 1950s. The gap between the historical Jesus and the Christ of faith grew wider, and the two visibly fell apart. But what can faith in Jesus as the Christ possibly mean? In Jesus as the Son of the living God, if the man Jesus was so completely different from the picture that the evangelists painted of him, and that the Church, on the evidence of the Gospels, takes as the basis of her preaching?